Under current law, the state will only pay someone who's been wrongfully convicted $5,000 a year for each year of imprisonment, capped at $25,000. State Claims Board asked the legislature to award Harold Lee Stinson $90,000. The state Senate boosted that by another $46,000. The author of the Assembly version of the bill, Republican Dale Coenga, says that could happen in the Assembly as well, but he wants to stick with the amount the Claims Board approved.
It's really arbitrary. I mean, what do you pay someone who had their years of their life? I mean, not just any year. Every year is important, but I mean, from the age of 23 to like 49 that he's imprisoned, it's remarkable, and there's really no amount of money that we could do to fix that.
A group of legislators are working on a bill that would raise the state's compensation for people who are wrongfully convicted to the federal standard of $50,000 a year. But there's also a competing bill that would pay just $15,000 a year. Neither bill is likely to get voted on this year. Harold Stinson's attorney Byron Lickstein of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says it's important to get this individual bill passed soon.
This money will help. It will help Mr. Stinson put his life back together. He's made quite a bit of progress already, but he still faces barriers that most people do not. So whatever can be done, we'll assist him.
Of the 29 states that offer compensation to the wrongfully convicted, Wisconsin offers one of the lowest amounts. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.